20-year-old David Ladd, a senior forest student at Juba Day Secondary School in Juba, says he is passionate about science and wants to study medicine after completing his high school. But he says his dreams are limited by lack of laboratory at his school.
Now, if you don't know how to do practical work, and during the exam time, it will be difficult for you to do it, because if you don't have laboratory where you can practice, so the exam are going to be difficult for you. Even though we don't have practical, but the teachers show us, like they teach and then they tell us theories. And then they show us the pictures in the book. They used to tell us more. So we used to understand everything through the pictures.
George Kenyi is a head teacher at Juba Day Secondary School. He says most government schools in South Sudan lack laboratories for science students to learn practical lessons. He says teachers like him rely on theories to teach their science students.
But unfortunately, due to the numerous problems in our country at the moment, especially in government schools, we don't have active laboratories. For us in the school, yes, we have the lab room, we have some few apparatus here, but things like reagents, you will not find it easily, because as a government school, you cannot afford to buy from time to time the consumable items for the laboratory, like chemicals.
Victor Loku, Vice Chancellor of the University of Bahr El Ghazal, says lack of a strong foundation in science subjects at secondary school is affecting most students in medical schools at South Sudan's public universities.
This is indicating something different. For example, in the College of Medicine in the University of Bahr El Ghazal, the two academic years were synchronized, and we had about 234 students. Out of 234, only 26 students passed through. This is because of the system that we have adopted in Southern Sudan.
Loku says public universities in South Sudan admit students to the colleges of medicine and engineering based on merit. Martin Tako, South Sudan's Deputy Minister of General Education, says the challenges facing the education sector in the country are enormous.
It is the whole system. We don't even have a teacher to instruct them in the laboratory. When we were in the Rumbek Secondary School, we used even to operate cats, these small rats, in the secondary school. We who studied biology, science actually in that time. But now, there's not even one. So, even if we bring the laboratories today, who will be the instructor?
Tako says 90% of South Sudan's teaching staff are volunteers due to lack of teachers' motivation from the government. In the 2022-2023 fiscal year budget, the education sector received 1.8 billion South Sudanese pounds. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.